buy now, pay later. It sounds like, you know, the selling line on one of an infomercial attached to a furniture retailer or something like that. But it is a way of transacting or an option that is gaining some traction here in Canada. There are a number of services out there who provide this kind of addition as you check out online merchants in particular. And we're going to focus on one of them today. It's called PayBright. Joining us now to talk about it is the president and CEO of the company, Wayne Pommen. Hello there.
Hi there. How are you?
I got to admit, the very idea of buy now, pay later is repugnant to me. I hate it as a personal finance guy. So tell me why this is even remotely acceptable behavior. And my tongue is only slightly planted in cheek.
That's fine. Well, look, that's there's lots of good answers to that. I think one of the biggest ones is that this is an alternative to customers using their credit cards. And as you probably well know, given your expertise, a very substantial number of Canadians don't pay off their credit card balance in full each month. And a pretty substantial chunk of those only pay the minimum balance each month. So to the extent we can give them an alternative form of credit and paying over time for the things that they want and need, that's a good thing. In addition, most of our business is interest-free, where the merchant is paying PayBright a fee in order to offer the customer an interest-free product. So the idea is that it's a very customer-friendly, merchant-subsidized alternative to credit cards for consumers.
And why would the merchant want to do that? What's in it for them?
Great question. So when you integrate a service like PayBright into, let's say, your e-commerce site, if you're Samsung or Wayfair or some of our merchant partners, typically what happens is you see improvements in some of your retail metrics. So typically you'll have an increase in customer traffic, an increase in repeat purchases, your cart abandonment rates go down, and in some cases, you can also see your average order values increase. So by giving customers additional spending power right there at the point of sale when they're checking out, that tends to be a win-win for both the customer and the merchant.
Right. So the retailer thinks about it as, I'm going to spend a certain amount of money on marketing, and I'm going to allocate some of that to awareness, some of that to trial, some of that to promotions on items. And this is just another part of that mix where I can incent behavior that drives my top line. And, I can calculate the efficacy of it because I can see how much it costs per consumer per shopping basket.
That's exactly right. So when they work through their math of their retail funnel, they can measure and see whether this is an effective use of marketing dollars relative to other things that they may be doing to attract and incent customers.
You're not the only player out there. I've seen Sezzle, I've seen Afterpay. What are the similarities and differences amongst all the people, all the companies out there who are endeavoring to make this work?
Yeah, great question. So one thing that makes us different is that we have products for both large and small purchases. So for smaller purchases, we offer what's called Pay in 4, which is 4 biweekly interest-free payments. And typically that would be for purchases of a few hundred dollars. We also have our Pay Monthly product, which would customers might use for home goods, home electronics, sporting goods. For example, you can pay interest-free for a Samsung phone or a tablet over 36 months, order values of a couple thousand dollars. So we cover all large and small purchases through our product. The other thing is that we are very Canada-focused. We're a Toronto-based company. We've worked with over 500,000 Canadians and over 7,000 retailers, and we design our product to work in Canada all across the country and be that choice for Canadians.
This question is inflammatory by design, and that is, if one holds the belief that a big part of the reason why Canadians are in too much debt, are in ridiculous amounts of debt, is because they spend too much, if PayBright is an enabler, if it reduces the friction on spending, aren't you just a tobacco manufacturer?
Great question. So a couple.
By the way,
there.
All my questions are great. Every single one that falls out of my mouth is amazing. You're just buying yourself some time. You could just take a deep breath and a glass or have a drink of your water to buy yourself the time.
So the way we think about it is, look, it's a great question. The way we think about it is, what is the most friendly way and the most customer-friendly way for a customer to buy the things that they want? Right now, we have customers spending billions of dollars on credit cards, where the credit card issuers are interested in those customers not paying on time so that they can charge them 19.99% plus compounding on the unpaid balances. That's simply not possible with a buy now, pay later provider like us, because it's a fixed, scheduled, pre-authorized debit model where everything is paid off according to a schedule. And as I said, it's usually interest-free. So that is a very friendly way for a customer to use credit. It's very, very hard to get into any kind of trouble with a buy now, pay later product. Mm. And beyond that, we try not to substitute our judgment for the judgment of our customers as to what it is that they spend their money on. So we want to be a customer-friendly tool that's superior for the customer than alternatives. But we don't put ourselves in the position of you know, dictating what customers should and shouldn't choose to spend their funds on.
Yep, I understand that. I can see it is a simpler moral position to take as well. I want to ask, where's the growth? Where's the big growth here? So you talked about Wayfair. There's, you know, household purchases. There's a bunch of online retail. What's the big, like, wow, if we could have real market penetration in this area, that could be transformational.
So there's a huge amount of growth going on in, I'd say, categories that would typically have been served by credit cards, but not by any sort of a payment plan. So having payment plans for large ticket purchases is not a new thing, obviously. Where it's newer is in apparel, footwear, accessories, you know, those purchases of $100, $200, $300. That's a, you know, multi-billion dollar retail market in Canada. And it's the buy now, pay later penetration is still low. But when we look at what's happened in Europe, in Australia, what's starting to happen in the United States, penetration of buy now, pay later at the expense of other payment methods is really growing. And we're just at the foot of the mountain on that in Canada right now. But the retailer interest and demand is very high. So I predict over the next 12 months, Canadians are going to be seeing PayBright and other providers cropping up all kinds of places they shop, especially in e-commerce, but increasingly in-store as well.
Interesting. Interesting. Wayne, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to join. Thanks for having me.
Wayne Pommen is president and CEO of PayBright, which is one of the number of different companies who are getting into the buy now, pay later space.